You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Major Donald Spencer joining us here this morning. What's happening? So you're going to the Wolfpack tonight?
I am going to see the Wolfpack. My first game.
You're gonna. So I'm excited. You do a chuck-a-puck. you ever see it? They like. They used to be. They do a Target, but it used to be like a shopping cart, and you buy a puck, a rubber puck, and you get to chuck it on the ice. And if it gets in, it used to get in the grocery cart. You'd win. The money. Now they just like have a target. It's like the rings at the carnival. It's like impossible to get. Anyway, you can watch it tonight.
I will watch it.
You'll have kettles set up where?
We'll have three red kettles at the gate, the main gate there. And forgive me, I'm still new. I don't know if that's got a name, but the main gate there, the main atrium, will have a kettle. And then two more kettles, one near the concession stands, and then another near another gate.
And you got like QR codes and stuff like that if people don't have cash, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kettle game is so transformed by technology, but it's still the iconic symbol of the Salvation Army. And what are you, how many months has it been since you guys have been in Greater Hartford?
We arrived in July.
So it's about
6-7 months.
Yeah. Oh, did you do that on purpose?
I did not. I'm guessing. I didn't want to say a name.
No, but like, you know, the 6-7, are you familiar with the 6-7
no,
thing?
No.
Oh, boy, you got to get in touch with the children. It's a big thing. You say 6-7 and kids go bananas now.
Okay. I meant nothing by it. We've been here.
No, it doesn't offend anybody. I promise you. How are things going in general? Before we get to the Marshall House,
things are going great. I'm loving the generosity of the area in supporting what we do. Seeing people come in, even this morning in the lobby, seeing my friend again. It's just great that people can come together. And I've said it before. I am honored that the Salvation Army can be one of those conduits people have to come together as a community, to do something good, to change lives. And Christmas is going great, and we're just appreciative of everything that's happening. We can always use more, but I'm just really grateful for what's happening.
Well, we're hoping today through Christmas Eve is just thunderous momentum, hopefully. And, you know, I feel the same way even about this show. It's like a way to connect with people.
Most definitely.
And, you know, the more global our world is, in some ways, the less personally connected we can be because of technology.
Yeah.
So, like, just being able to interact with the people that we serve, because I look at what I do to some degree as a service, too, it feels good.
Yeah.
You know, the Marshall House, I didn't know much about it. The house itself symbolizes your family shelter, but the Marshall House itself is not an operation, correct?
No, the actual Marshall Street shelter, which is why it's called the Marshall House. We had to move out of that facility around 2020, right before, I believe, COVID. And for various reasons, since that time, we've not been back there. It's still our building. There have been some challenges.
Is it like a health code thing or like
there were some environmental issues early on, and then some challenges with theft of various copper pipes and things as we went along. But it's all about we need the resources to fix it.
Yeah.
And so that's been a challenge. And so we've seen a lot of movement in that direction. With various partnerships, we're very hopeful that in the coming year we'll be able to move back to Marshall Street, which is really where that facility belongs. Since then, there was a short time in hotels and the like, which can be very expensive, but our old rehab center on Homestead has been our home for the last 5 years or so.
So are there concrete set of sequence plans to get
it
reopened?
Yes, there definitely are. I can't say exactly what now until everything is, you know, official, but we are partnering with a few government entities to help us rehab this facility. But we are also looking for a way to sustain this program into the future.
Sure.
And there will be some very wonderful, positive things coming in the new year toward that end of really ensuring that the Marshall House is a fixture to help these people well into the future.
Well, I mean, if you can have the facility... I mean, just the not having to spend money on a daily basis through a hotel system in itself just makes more sense.
Yes.
And then that frees up funds and opportunities to solidify it. But you basically want to make sure it's sustainable in perpetuity, if you will. You know,
yes, most definitely. And the facility we're in is wonderful. The Salvation Army Rehab Center moved out several years ago, and it just happened to coincide with this challenge. But it's a large building. There are many areas we don't use, but we're grateful that it was there and we had that resource to rely on. But there is an extra cost, you know, being in a facility not suited for exactly what we do. But moving forward, it's going to be great when we can be back on Marshall Street.
One last question. We're talking with Major Donald Spencer here. Obviously, he and his lovely wife run the Greater Hartford Salvation Army now. And in terms of needs, like the money we raise goes toward operating budget, and you can deploy it wherever it's needed. Like now that you assess 6 months in or where we're going with fundraising, where is the most need right now?
The most need is the Marshall House, in terms of what we are able to get through various government entities related to the work we do, through other supporters that help us. Some of the money raised here through WTIC, the Holiday Store, will be used to support the Marshall House. Our goal is that the Marshall House will be able to sustain itself on its own, which is some of that exciting things that will be happening in the future.
And when in the new year do you think this will be public?
I would guess January.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, listen, I don't think it's the last time we're going to speak before Christmas. So,
yes,
you know, and obviously it's going to be your first Christmas here in Greater Hartford. I wish tonight was a little bit of snow. It would have been nice. It would have been nice to get some snow, but it would have been tough to get over the mountain. So, Major Spencer, thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.